This is WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society and Handel's Messiah. Conductor Harry Christophers continues a 164-year-old tradition with the chorus and period instrument orchestra of the Handel and Haydn Society.
Messiah to me is, you know, I've conducted this piece probably over 200 times now. It never ceases to amaze me. I never get bored of it. I always find something new there. And there'll be something we'll do a little differently. And that's the beauty of it.
And the beauty of it is that it's been thrilling audiences here in Boston for a century and a half. A newspaper review from 1911 said it best. The Messiah is, in Boston, as much our festival as the feast. It is like the first snow or the winter solstice, an institution. It's a beloved institution, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you tonight on WCRB in Concert. I'm Kathy Fuller with you at Symphony Hall for one of the most anticipated events of the Handel and Haydn Society season. It's been that way ever since this annual tradition began back in 1854. And if you're looking through H&H history, you can go back even further, all the way to 1818, when the Handel and Haydn Society gave the first complete Messiah performance in America. It worked its magic in the hearts of audiences, and annual performances are now an essential part of the fabric of the organization. It's such a thrill to experience Messiah at Symphony Hall. And whether it's the first time you've heard it, or this is just one of dozens of experiences, it's exciting to know that you're part of that tradition. Handel was 56 when he was invited to Dublin, and it was there, at Easter, in 1742, that his new oratorio, Messiah, was heard for the first time at the city's new concert hall. Three different charities benefited from the event, including one which provided for the release of 142 inmates from debtor's prison. Messiah drew such a crowd that the management pleaded with the ladies to wear skirts without hoops to make room for more company. And even then, it had to be repeated 2 weeks later to satisfy the public demand for this music. The text of Messiah was assembled by a clergyman named Charles Jensen, a collection of verses from the Bible juxtaposing the Old and New Testaments. He wrote it in three parts. The theme of the first is Jesus' birth, then the passion and resurrection, and finally his promise to believers. Part one is the Christmas section. The prophets announce the coming of the Messiah to the shepherds on the hills around Bethlehem. You can follow the text by heading to our website, classicalwcrb.org. Well, the chorus and orchestra is on stage. And here are the soloists, soprano Catherine Watson, mezzo-soprano Christine Rice, tenor Alan Clayton, and baritone Sumner Thompson, with conductor Harry Christophers, part one of Handel's Messiah, in concert on 99.5 WCRB. Thank you.
Every mountain and hill be I'll shake the heavens, the earth, the sea. the dry land, all is hot, I'll shake, and the body is high. The nation shall come, the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
And he shall purify. Oh! Thank you.
His yoke is easy and his burden is light. The end of part one of Handel's oratorio, Messiah, with the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Harry Christophers. You heard soprano Catherine Watson and mezzo-soprano Christine Rice singing together so beautifully in He Shall Feed His Flock Like a Shepherd. And tenor Alan Clayton sang Every Valley. Baritone Sumner Thompson brought the drama to the aria for Behold, Darkness Shall Cover the Earth. The Handel and Haydn Society's performance of Handel's Messiah was recorded just last weekend by WCRB at Symphony Hall in Boston. And I'll be back in just a minute with part two on WCRB in Concert.